Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AB at 6:32 even. On a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City, Steve Summers here and you there, and Tom Lugauer, Holly Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze. Right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City. And just to get this in before we get into the monologue and, of course, your telephone calls, Pat Leonard of the Daily News to talk Giants a little after 9, and maybe some other surprises as well. As you probably have heard, Sam Darnold has been cleared to play. However, his spleen is listed as questionable. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Justin Verlander, for the third time in his career, will be pitching on short rest. From the other two appearances with the short rest, his ERA 4.22. But he has two wins. We'll get into that. Now that the New York Yankees, in like no uncertain terms, have taken care of the evil Twins, leaving them lame, limp, and lost, the Yankees wait for the 7-game set between the Astros or the Rays. And, of course, as you probably know by now, if it's the Rays, game one, Saturday at the place next door in the Bronx. And if it's the Houston's, game one in Texas. And, again, Verlander going on short rest tonight. And if there is a Game 5 between these two teams, then you have Gerrit Cole in Game number 5. So, advantage Yankees. The Yankees had Severino and the pen, so you can check that box. The bases loaded, nobody out. Bases loaded, three outs. The Yankees with small ball and large ball dominated, so you can check that box. And the defense, as they say, within NFL confines, defense wins championships. And you can check the Aaron Judge box coming in to make the catch, going over to make the catch, diving, lunging, stretching to make the catches he made. And you can check his box. And Torres taking a hit away. And how about the pick at first base by LeMahieu in time for the out? So you could check both of their boxes. And in the ninth inning, of course, Gregorius saving what could have been a major uprising with that diving stop. So it says here, with a lot more baseball to come, how can the Yankees, money notwithstanding, allow any of their middle infielders and make that read Gregorius? How can they allow him to leave? Pay up. And, if you were going to lose a ball player, you don't want to lose Gregorius at short, certainly not Torres, who's, you can make along with LeMahieu MVP this season. And what kind of a series did LeMahieu have? What kind of a series did Gregorius have and Torres have to die for? But if you were going to lose a player, well, how about the left fielder? I mean, the two middle infielders have to stay for the next 10 to 15 years and maybe even longer. But the left fielder, maybe you can have him waive the no trade, and maybe the Yankees can eat some money and dealing him to the sun and surf of Southern Cal. So after the three games, you wonder how the Twins ever won 100 games. The answer, the White Sox, the Tigers, the Royals, the underachieving and not always healthy Indians. How in the world, after losing game one, do you pitch an Uber driver in game two at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx? Video reviews last longer. There has been so much with the tears and sorrow in Minnesota. We all feel so sorry for them, but now they can look forward to Minnesota Wild games. But there are so much with the crying and the sorrow. If you read some of the tweets and some of the newspapers online from Minnesota, they are shedding real tears. So much that the state's nickname is now the land of 10,001 lakes. Before we go any further, we have to say thank you. Thank you to my remote control for holding up its end of the bargain on Sunday. Since we had to watch both the Giants and the Jets at the same time, both with those 1 p.m. starts.
This fall, we've got a lot to share. New shows, favorite shows, stars who will brighten your nights. So come on, let's get together.
Here comes Graham, down goes Falk, back at the 8.
Jones calls out signals, runs to the side. He gets tackled in the end zone for a safety.
Falk the fake, here comes the rush, and it's picked off.
Jones takes the shotgun snap, fires one to the end zone. Shepard's open, but he overthrew.
Cooper, did you eat all of your treats?
Snap was a bit off, as is the kick, and the Eagles hold.
Big hole, cooks through to the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15.
Falk blocked by Griffin, the tight end, look out from behind.
They bring pressure, Jones is back, gonna get sacked.
Falk, made it 20, and an interception.
Jones in a shotgun set, throws one right, diving interception.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLaughlin. Please say you'll be the answer.
Eagles, 3 takeaways, 10 sacks, and a 31-6 win over the Jets.
Giants drop to 2-3. The final score, the Vikings 28, the Giants 10.
Defense played well, special teams played well. We just didn't play very well on offense. We just took our turns.
There were times in the game we presented ourselves with opportunities. We didn't take advantage of them. And when that happens against a good team, they take advantage of them.
Getting together has really been fun. We ought to do it more often.
We now join the following program already in progress.
I mean, that commercial, Cooper, did you eat all of your treats? If you don't want Cooper to eat all the treats, don't put the food out. And the dog, you can see that we're feeling some shame and some remorse. And why? Because the owner, that woman, puts too much food out and then makes Cooper feel guilty about eating it. By the way, back to the regularly scheduled program, and forget with the commercial. If you, Adam, gaze into the foreseeable future, you notice that you may not see the Jets winning a game or even coming close to winning a game, even with Sam coming back this weekend against America's team. As you know, Sam has been cleared to play. We'd like to know by whom. His spleen right now is listed as questionable. The Jets are so bad, they give losing a bad name. So bad, they have to look up to see the bottom. If you didn't know better, you would think the Jets are out tanking the Dolphins. You can holler if you want. You can scream to the bloody heavens. You can throw a brick at the TV screen, and it won't change what the Jets have become. An amateur team in a professional game. They have a coach who didn't prepare, as you know, the practice squad quarterback or anyone else, it looked like, on a team that insults any practice squad you can name. And how fitting, Falk was replaced by Fails. Not even Idaho Potatoes were sacked or are sacked as often as those two. 9 for Falk and once for fails and 15, 16 hits. I mean, just like all day long. The offensive line made some changes, changing from street clothes into Halloween costumes. And they bad at protection, and so bad at protection, the offensive line, you wouldn't want them to babysit your kids. Much to everybody's shock, the New York Jets actually scored a touchdown. And raise your hand if you can remember when they last did that. If you can't, it was 39 consecutive drives without an offensive TV and 31 consecutive drives without a point. Still, the Eagle defense outscored the Jets offense. And the best-looking handoff all day long in that game was Falk to Scandrick. Thanks to the New York Jets, the Eagles made NFL history by becoming the first team with 10 or more sacks and 2 defensive touchdowns in a single game. The Giants never did that with their great defense. The Giants never did that. The Bears never did that. The Ravens never did that. The Steelers never did that. The Vince Lombardi Packers, Paul Brown and his Browns, they never did that. Bud Grant with the Vikings, Purple People Eaters, never did any of the great defensive teams you can think of ever. Only the Eagles. And they going into the game with the fancy Jets ranked 32 defensively. Fearless forecaster got that game right. No fearsome foursome, no sack exchange, no purple people eaters. Nobody ever did what the great Eagles did against the Jets. And the Jets probably will help other teams make NFL history as this season goes along. But wait, no, Sam Darnold. As if Sam Darnold is going to make a difference. They'll look better losing with Sam at quarterback. That's for sure. And again, the news, he's been cleared to play. And for the third time, I'm going to mention the spleen listed as questionable. The Jets hoping and praying and wishing that maybe they'll end up winning a game this season with a lack of talent and some key people that will not be there on Sunday when they take on America's team. I'm talking about Quinn and Williams. I'm talking about Mosley. They are not expected to play. Last weekend, the Jets have to do better. How could they do any worse? They had 128 total yards against Philadelphia and converted 3 of 14 third downs. And you really seriously wonder if it was that many. You know that old expression, and I think you do, close only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and cover corners for the New York Football Giants. Unfortunately, hand grenades and horseshoes get closer. Where is Michael Strahan and Justin Tuck when you need them? Tuck was last seen at the Garden being seen, last heard on the morning show this morning, and Strahan can be seen everywhere anytime. However, if both were to suit up, they might be able to get to where no New York Football Giant has gone before, and that is somebody else's backfield. The Duke from Durham, he wasn't very good on Sunday, but you could tell he has the wherewithal. He has the pocket presence. He has the presence to make a play when a play to make isn't there, and with no Barkley, and he's not expected to play on Thursday night, and with no Barkley behind Daniel Jones, with no play action, he can provide action like he did with that throw to Slayton. That's a 35-yard touchdown, and he made quite a catch, which is what his girlfriend says about him. Jones has to block for himself. That may be the only way he can find protection. He can't find it with that Giants offensive line. He has to maybe, seriously, learn to block for himself or at least avoid becoming the first quarterback ever to be called for hands to the face protecting himself. 50-50, Jones is called for holding before another four touchdown game. He made some overthrows. He came close to some interceptions. But remember, close only counts with the hand grenades, the horseshoes, and Giants cover corners. Daniel Jones, he's a keeper, a player, no way a candlestick maker. All right, we'll get to a break and your telephone calls like right away. Justin Verlander, for the third time tonight, short rest. Once against the Yankees, once against Boston coming out of the bullpen. Both times he won. And against the Yankees, back in, what was it, 2011, he was pitching 8 innings on 2 days rest, but he had come off of a one-inning stint in which he threw only 25 pitches, and then the rains came washing the game away. So 2 days later, in the ALDS 2011 Game 3 against the Yankees, he went 8 innings. He gave up 4 runs, 11 strikeouts, and he got the win. In 2017, out of the bullpen against Boston, also ALDS, and out of relief, out of the pen, he pitched 2 2/3 innings. He gave up a run and was the winning pitcher in this game as well. So tonight, for the third time on short rest against Tampa, game getting underway a little after 7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.